This is Church of the Resurrection in Wheaton, Illinois.
What an incredible traveling troupe that just happened to wind up here on Holy Saturday. It's unbelievable how that worked out. It's incredible. My name is Father Will. I'm one of the pastors here, and I just wanted to say a few words about what we just experienced. I love the Bible, and one of the reasons that I love the Bible is how timeless it is, how relatable these travel stories that we just heard are. So you think about, you know, the creation story. Adam and Eve, you know, these two young lovers looking out at this big, beautiful world, hearts full of anticipation and excitement. It's beautiful. Or you think about the Abraham and Isaac story, you know, the father and the son. The father, his head is just kind of heavy with what he knows is coming for his son. Of course, his teenage son Isaac has no idea. This is the quintessential awkward car ride with dad, right? Or you think about Jonah, right? Jonah's in a new place, in a new city, and how does he feel? He feels lonely and self-pitying, right? We can relate to that. We've been to a new school before or a new job before. But the story that really caught me was the story of the fall, right? Adam and Eve mess up. They're lied to, and they believe the lie. And this good life that they had started dreaming and imagining for themselves is over almost as soon as it began. So they have their suitcases and they pack up, they leave the garden and they look back with regret on what could have been. It's a tragedy. And it's a tragedy that forms the background of all of the stories that then follow, right? It's the reason why Abraham needs a sacrifice. It's a reason why Israel, you know, is stuck in slavery. And that tragedy, it's also the background of our lives. We believe a lie, and we get stuck in it, even when we find out the truth. It's the background tragedy that every life, as good as it might be, every life ends the same way, with death, separation. There was a musical recently, it was called Hadestown. Maybe you're familiar with it. And it tells the story of this Greek tragedy, these two young lovers who are separated by death on their wedding day. And the storyteller at the beginning of the musical says, this is an old song, and it's a sad song. Then he stirs up the courage, but we sing it again. We sing it again as if this time, it might turn out differently. I think a lot of people can relate to that. That life is good, but it's also hard. Sadness is just one accident away. And so the best we can do in this life, the best we can do is figure out a way to enjoy it while it lasts. And I was thinking about that and thinking about how different the stories are the stories that we just heard. You see, these aren't just timeless, relatable stories. They're not just stories of people journeying through life and trying to make the best of it. In fact, these stories primarily aren't about the people at all. These stories are about God. Not just about people journeying through life, but about God traveling with them. A traveling God. And so when Abraham needs a sacrifice, God is there to provide. And when the Israelites need a deliverer, God is there And when the people of Nineveh and Babylon, with all their power, with all of their wealth, with all of their might, when they're still hopeless and miserable, God is even there with them. Which is why he sends Jonah, and he sends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to them. And all of these stories about the traveling God culminate with the story of Jesus Christ, who we celebrate this weekend. Jesus Christ, who is God with us. People have called him the 3-mile-an-hour God, because he walked at the same speed that we do. He was born like us. He grew up like us. He laughed like us. He played like us. He sang like us. He danced like us. Maybe he danced better than us. I don't know. He ate like us. He drank like us. He had thirst like us. He hungered like us. He cried like us. And he died like us. And it looked for all the world like the same story that's played out time and time again. It looked for all the world like the same old sad song that's all we've ever known. But on this holy Saturday, as we remember that his lifeless body lay in the tomb, we remember that the best was yet to come. God journeyed with us, and his life came to an end. But on the third day, he rose again. And the story continued. His life continued. His work continued. And this traveling God continues to live within his church today. He continues to speak to the church today. That life does not end with death, or it does not need to end in death. But for those who believe, there is the promise of resurrection. There is the promise of a life that never ends. Every other story in the world ends in sadness. Every other story in the world ends with death, but not his. And so the invitation for you and me is to believe. The Apostle Peter, a real historical figure who walked with Jesus, wrote in these words that you can find in your Bible. He said, look, we didn't get in a room and figure out a story to tell the world because we were sad. This wasn't a cleverly devised fable, but we saw these things with our very own eyes. So believe. Believe that no matter what you are going through, you are not alone. Believe that your life does not need to have a sad ending. Because in Jesus Christ, the best is yet to come. Amen.